were saying a bit more period in Rivia. Rabbi Kivega actually says that Rashi is quite don't have an Israel Pashkasa Sarah because it's totally on period in Rivia. Rabbi Kivega wants to be Mitzade that women do have an Israel Pashkasa Sarah, that even though they're not Mitzuba in the assay, but the negative of not being mashkes, they do have. And the iser of the woman sitting in the mic, except for the gimel nashim, is she is a veres of the iser of hashchasa serah. Now, according to that, Rabbi Kivega says, there actually is no difference, according to Rashi, between a mohan. In other words, he wants to say Rashi would be machmer. In other words, like this, Bishlama, if you learn that the way we learned yesterday, the way most people understand Rashi, that Rashi is moved to Rabbeinu Tam, that women don't have an Isra Mashvasa Zera, and the Isra of Amayat Kaidim Tashmish is only beside the man, it would turn out that a Moch Achar Tashmish would be Mutter for all women. In other words, on that front, Rashi would be moved to Rabbeinu Tam. But Rabbi Kivaker says, if you learn that, no, Pumpakir, on the man there's never an Isser here because it's Bia Kedarka, but the Isser is the woman is the Mashkas, and Rashi is Chalik in Rabbeinu Tam, then paradoxically, it would be just as Usser for the woman to do it after. I mean, in other words, Legabe, the woman, what's the Nafkabina before and after? She's Mashkas to Zerah. Anyway, so it turns out, once they come to Rashi, it's possible that a Moch Achar Tashmish would be Usser for everybody except the Gimel Nashim. So it depends how you look. In other words, is Rashi's Nakuda that the man is Mashka Sarah, or is Rashi's Nakuda that the woman is Mashka Sarah? Now, the MS is, I see in the room of Kivegers that have Hagos, from, you know, people, modern people put in Hagos, that they held that Rabbi Kivega was very sure. It's very, very fair to say that if a woman puts in a Moch before Tashmish, she's guilty of Hashkasa Zera, but you're telling me the man that's piloting Zera into the Meich is being Bael Kedarka. In other words, it would seem that if he's being Bael Kedarka, how can you call her doing a Meis Hashkasa? If anything, it's a grubba. She's putting in a Meich before Bia, and you're calling that a Meis Hashkasa when the man that's actually Bael is being Bael
Kedarka. He says that's an Issur. He holds this Issur Beraisa for her.
You know, can I tell you, you can always say things are drabbanim. I mean,
it doesn't make any sense because she's not being Sima Samok.
The Sima Samok for Tashmish is Gerechim de Maisa Hashkasa.
It's Gerechim, but it's not it. It's not it.
Maybe afterwards it is. Maybe a Moch afterwards.
That a Moch Achim might be worse because she's actually taking the Zera, being Mashkas be that. Yeah. So that would be a 180 degree reversal from
Tyson. The point that using a mosh for such nashim would be almost a chiyuv. Would that make sense?
That part Rashi wouldn't discern. In other words, I guess Agam that Rashi learns for Shabbos means permitted, and for the other gimel nashim it's usher. But Chara, once it's permitted, I think Rashi would find it a chiyah because of Sakana. In other words, that in the good. Rashi doesn't mean to suggest it's not a chiyah. Rashi just said Utaras to teach me that the other three women, the other women are Asuras. But in Chinami, once it's Utaras, it would become a chiyah. Like a male, one of the Chachamim, it's the Shemar Messiah Hashem. Okay. Now the other thing is, right, the Gemara brought in this whole thing. This whole did was really Derech Agav to ask the Kasha that if indeed it is possible for an 11-year-old to have a child and live, because it's only a suffix, Shema Tisabra, Shema Thomas, a Bazai, and we would have a case where a woman could be Chamoso, could be your mother-in-law, and still be able to Matre Tzara by Mia. So the Gemara gave a total of three terutz. Right? The Rif brings actually all three terutz, which is actually interesting. Because he doesn't tell you, I mean, these two terutzim have nafkaminas, he doesn't tell you what the halacha is. There are three terutzim, but they're only from the two terutzim. The first terutz is banim harehu kesimanim. Banim themselves are simanim that make a woman a gedola, so by definition, if she has a child, She is a gedola. She could not be mema'enes even if she's only 11 years old. Now, the Iga Diyamri, Bona Madiva Misimanim, is not really Nogel Mahalacha. That's just making the point that even like the Man Diyamar, Shtei Cyrus is not good enough. You have to have Yarba Shachar Lalaban. This is as good as Yarba Shachar Lalaban. Okay, but the common denominator is Bonim equal the Simanim that make you make a girl a Naira.
Why do we assume that the physical development is equal to mental development? In other words, like a gedola, the idea is she's able to, right, she can't do me because now she's a gedola.
Right.
So, in other words, she's reached a certain stage in her intellectual development, let's say, right? So, at this point,
well,
it's
I mean, this is not even
totally,
you're asking a...
Yeah, it's a quite right. It's a good question. Not just
that you're asking, why is puberty essentially determinative?
Especially if you can have a 5-year-old who's giving birth.
Right. Especially if you look at some 16-year-olds today, you can wonder.
Right.
And not necessarily even a day.
That's true.
Some 25-year-olds. But anyway, I don't know. In other words, I think the problem is this. The emphasis is an interesting Chassam Sefer, fascinating thing. Chassam Sefer says, what is the din of the godless by B'nai Nayach? Right? B'nai Nayach, the cotton is not Chayav Misa by Ben Nayach. So the Chassam Sefer says there is no sheer katsav. Rather, the Beis Din or even the Noachite court, a judge, whether the person is a ben nas or not. And it would have to be, the court would have to decide it. It would have to be a Goisha court. If you had a Noachite court in Tzavah Aladinim, and it could be a 5-year-old, if he understands what he's doing, could be put to death. Yeah. Even for stealing an apple, because guys, so 5-year-old sees an apple, could they?
That's what happens in America, right? You can sometimes the basic try,
but only above a certain age. In other words, right. they won't do it a 5-year-old, but
right. Yeah, but they could try.
If
some
you're like 15 or 16, you can be tried as well. In England too. There was a case of 11-year-old who murdered.
Supermarket.
Now, the Chassam Sefer says there's no double cuts if it's only a level of mission. Now, I would have said, although Chassam Sefer, I think, maybe he's enough short of my swear, I would have said that the Torah wanted to give us a rule of thumb because it would be too difficult to assess a mental ability. Because let's say, because it's not just IQ. I mean, you can have a 5-year-old who's very smart.
Right.
But
there's no life experience.
Emotionally, he doesn't really understand what he's doing. I mean, the union of Lav Bar Das is not only intellectual, it's a life experience, understanding Reyes HaNaylad, understanding consequences. So it would be too difficult if every guy, a 15-year-old does something as we're not really sure if he understands, then that's maybe too difficult to be Meshayer. So the Torah was Kaveya responsibility, I'll be right that a person, at least in those days.
Is that, you know that it's Alpi Rove, you know 13 is Alpi Rove? Is that the...
That's how,
or is that just because of the puberty?
No, it's connected. In other words, the physical, there was a concept of the physical and the mental, or how about telling you, meaning even in the Teva of the Bria, there was a notion, the reason why the Abishar creates physical maturation at that point is that when a person is ready, again, today's the whole different world, but that is in theory when a person is ready to enter the world. So it's all about telling you, because the world created a world where the physical and the mental are supposed to go in sync in some ways. Right? But maybe they know you have to, we don't go with that getter. Okay.
Not at any age, is that?
What if it's above godless?
Yeah. Well, I'm above 13. I don't know. Does 13 mean anything?
I don't know.
Why not?
Chassam Sefer is mashma, it doesn't. Chassam Sefer is mashma, that a Beis Din or a court has to be Meshayer, does he understand what he's doing? I don't know exactly what that even means exactly. I mean, obviously they're going to be darges in understanding, and obviously if somebody is a Shaita, they're Pajar Beis Din at any age. We're not talking about Shaita, we're talking about does he have a maturity of an adult to understand what he does? That's a different gift. Now the emphasis, if you know the Gemara Baba Basra, you see that 13 is not the cutoff point for everything. There are certain, although that's for Rabbanan, to be Meishra Nechseyogav, you have to be 20. So there are rules in which certain transactions require higher levels of maturity, parallel to secular, 18 or whatever it is. Israel has an adult age. What is it? What is it here?
18.
Look at whatever it is.
18.
Okay. Very good. So that's good. So
consent is this, consent, I think, is 16.
Consent for marriage.
For relationships, right?
Right.
Same as England, yeah.
But is it in America?
It depends on the state.
Depends on the state. That's the option. The draft is 18, the drinking is 21. Right. That's what they say. You're young enough to get killed, but not killed by drinking.
Or vote.
Okay. Yeah. So the Gemara. So the first terrace is Banim themselves are Simanim. And the second terrace is Rav Savid. Is not that Banim are Simanim, but Banim make us or let us assume that, in other words, the Simanim are Cyrus. Elamai, Ain Banim boy Simanim. You couldn't have it, the woman couldn't have Banim unless there were Simanim. So Mimela, we're Mochiach that there are Simanim. Now, if you look at Rashi, go to your base, just look at. Means if a woman gives birth as a katana, there's a chazaka that she had simanim. Which means, according to Rashi, the thing that creates the chazaka of simanim is the leida sabanim. If you look at the re in Taisus, I don't want to go into too much detail for now, we'll come back later, is the re learns, I'm a re, it's sort of a farish to a ibor. Banim shel kayama matsui liyais balai simanim. Now, according to the Ri, you still need a leida.
Because the hashin on the hair was nashu during the leida.
That's correct. According to Rashi, it seems to me that it is only the leida in which we assume there must have been Cyrus. According to the Ri, if it's an ibor that culminates in a b'nai shel kayama, so it still has to be a leida, not a miscarriage, you assume there were simanim from the time of ibor. But putting that aside, look at the end of Rashi. Rashi then says, since u'mishivia simanim v'teichiyat beis, lo timai, d'hani simanim gemurim ninu, d'sfira lev l'rav zavid, teich saman, ki li'achar zaman, le'inyin siman, Bulai Anrinan Shuma Ninu. A Shuma means a mole. So what is Teich Saman Kalachavan? This is really it's not brought down here. It's a Machlekes Maseches Nida. Let's take a general situation. General case. A girl has Shtei Cyrus in her 12th year, between 11 and 12. A boy has Shtei Cyrus between 12 and 13. If the girl has it earlier than 11, or the boy has it earlier than 12, that is called Shuma, and that does not make him a gadol. But Teich Saman is the year, the 13th year, the 12th year, that is Kalachavan. So in Rav Zavid, Rashi tells us, Rav Zavid, because in other words, Rashi is performing a question. If Rav Zavid says the Mila of Bonin is evidence there must have been Cyrus, so what? She's still only 11 years old. So after Rashi, Rav Zavid would hold Teich Saman Kili Achar Zman, which means La Halacha, this wouldn't work. La Halacha, since we pass from Teich Saman is not Kili Achar Zman, then even if Ain Banim B'lai Simanim, she still wouldn't be a Gedolah. Now, here's my question. The question is very punchy. Why does Rashi say it's only Rav Zavid that holds Teich Zman, Kalachar Zman? Rashi did not say that with respect to the first teretz, to Rav Safra. Rav Safra gave a teretz, Bonim Hareyo Kisiman. So I could ask right there, good, Bonim are like Simani, but she's only 11 years old. And Rashi could answer the same answer, Taishman, Kilachar Zman. Rashi waited only until Rav Zimid to say, Tochsman, Kilachar Zman. So, vice to Christ like this. Rashi held that if you're telling me what makes your Gedolah is Saros, well, we know Saros have to be after she's 12, unless you hold Tosman Kalakar's Man, so Rav Zvid got to be going like that and the other. But, Bunim, if the Bunim themselves are Simanim. So Rashi apparently holds that they're super Simanim, meaning Hagam, that Cyrus are not Simanim unless you're 12, unless you go with Tosman Kalakar's Man. But Bunim being Simanim would be good. Even like the Mandiyomer that, in other words, even like the Mandiyomer that says for Cyrus, Tarisman is not Kalabrisman, this would be L'chuleyalma. In other words, that's why Raji said. Now, the only question is, the question is not this, the question is, then why didn't Rav Safra use the Lashon Bonim Adifi B'Siman, right? In other words, you see a progression in the Gemara. Rav Safra says, Bonim are like Siman. And then we have Diyamri, Bonim is Adifa Misimanim, that you don't need Al Achiyarba Hashokar Al Allah. But according to this Hesber and Rashi, even the first Lashon of Rav Safra must have been saying Bonim Adifa Misimanim, because Rashi seems to learn that the Bonim would make her a Nara. Even like the Mandiyomer, that Cyrus wouldn't work because Rashi brought in Tochsuman ke Acharzman only in Rav Zvid. Now, the emesis, if you look at the Rambam in Perek Bey's Mehil Facetious, you see that on this small Nikuda, he is Chaylik and Rashi because the Rambam paskins like Rav Safra, not like Rav Zvid. The Rambam paskins Bonim Hareyu Kisimanim. And the Rambam therefore says, therefore, if a woman is 12 years old and gives birth to a child, she is called a Naira, even if there are absolutely no Simanim of Cyrus. Now the question is, why does the Rambam say only 12? The Gemara says it by 11. And the Gemara's whole Kach is by 11. Answer is, the Rambam must have held, right, not the Rashi, that all of the Mandiyomer in the Gemara were only going like the Mandiyomer Taisman Kilacharzman, and since Lahalacha we paskin Taisman is Kilifneyazman, so Mimela, the relevance of Banim Kisimanim would only be when she's 12. It would not be when she's, see, according to Rashi, that wouldn't be true. According to Rashi, the halach, if you hold like Rav Safra, I don't know how Rashi paskins and which one the other, but if you hold like Rav Safra, then Rav Safra would say if an 11-year-old gives birth, she is a gedolah. Rashi, the Rambam says beferish, if an 11-year-old gives birth, she is not a gedolah, and Rav Safra's din, la halacha lemaisa, will only be nageya a 12-year-old. And that, so I'm just adding that. So that which the Gemara says, it's nageya an 11-year-old, that would only be true because the Gemara is going shelo alibe de hilchasa, right? So no, there's nothing enough meaning, as I'm saying, that Rashi's point that Rav Zavid is going like a mandiyomer we don't paskin like, the Rambam says Rav Safra is also going like a mandiyomer we don't paskin like. So we take Rav Safra's rule that Bonin equals Cyrus, and then we'll only apply it to a 12-year-old. We're not going to apply it. So now the question is, a very good question. So according to the Rambam, all three answers of the Gemara to a kasha on the Mishnah is shelo aliba dehilchasa. Meaning like this, if the Rambam paskins that even though banim are kisimanim, it only works for a 12-year-old who gives birth, Eibazoi, we're back to square one. Can an 11-year-old give birth? Yes, because it's only Shema Tisam Rav Shema Thomas. A bazai, la halacha la maisa, chamaisa can't be mamanis. If an 11-year-old gives birth, she could be Yaitzi Mamiyan. So the question is,
it's the Mishnah.
Right, so the question is, if the Mishnah says a chamaisa cannot be mamanis, that Mishnah is shalo eliba de hilchasa. And that's a stam Mishnah. And should you therefore conclude from the Mishnah that Taichaman is Kilif Neizman? Now that could be, either way,
it's not. The cannot hold it just because, you don't know, being a Katan or not, but once you give birth to the Takana, that's it, there's no more Mune, you can't hold it, stam a separate issue. Nothing to do with, in other words, this Takana is Rabbonon, it's the Takana altogether.
You could say that, but that's still forget from the Gemara, because the Gemara is Taila, the inability of becoming a Gedaila. It doesn't stop, as I say, you're getting a new independent Torah. So that's really a problem. So the question is, does the Rambam bring, let's say, if you look at, it would be especially problematical if the Rambam brought, although I don't think he brings it as halacha, that it's not Shaykh Miyan by Chamaisa. If the Rambam would say that, you'd have a real kasha. That according to the Rambam's own sheet, it would be Shaykh. But he doesn't bring it as a halacha.
But according to the Rambam, the Gemara Nida doesn't bring the Mishnah. The Mishnah should ask on the Manda Amar that the Tosman is.
If Neizman should ask. That's correct. But even like Rashi, you're not 100% good because like Rav Zavid, you still have. In other words, like the Rambam, the Kasha is like Rav Safran and Rav Zavid. Like Rashi, he's still Kasha and Rav Zavid. Because Rav Zavid, for sure, has to hold Tosman. Right? So the question becomes, Eibazai, according to him, her inability to do Mian is only because Tochsman Kilacherzman. So if it's Tochsman Kulifnezman, she should be able to do Mian. So the Gorn could have still brought the correct guy, like Rebzvid. Okay, so that's a hard way in that. Now let's go back to the Rif. The Rif brings the last shtickle of the Gemara.
Was Ishus Perk based, Rav said?
I'm sorry, Ishus Perk based, yes. The Rambam says, Banim Arkisimanim, Hilkach, when she gives birth at the age of 12, she says, Bini Vli Egidom. At the age of 12, not at the age of 11. Yeah, so the Rif brings Rav Zavid.
Is he grown up the 11, or does he even talk about the 11? He doesn't
talk about the 11.
So left how they could be a bird. Also,
he's not.
Mishnah Shreya, the Mishnah Lo Yibidach. Stam Mishnah Lo Yibidach.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's.
We have a Stam Mishnah, and in the Mishnah there's no Chaylik, by the way. The first Mishnah has no Chaylik. Iyat Yachal Loimar B'Chamayzai Shema Ma'ena. It doesn't say
that's a big kasha.
It is a kasha because if the Rambam learns that banim kisimanim only helps for a 12-year-old, then the chari is back to the Gemara's kasha. Shaya chamosa memaenas. That's correct.
Can you not say that iato yachol is restricted by like normal cases? Because we phrase the whole kasha is like iyata yicholi, no crazy things, and your mama's just full of crazy things.
I mean, you can say the Gemara's kasha is not such a strong kasha, but the Gemara asks it. I mean, the Gemara asks the kasha that if an 11-year-old can give birth, it's shaya chamosim amenis. Now you could say that's a crazy case, okay? But the Gemara asks the kasha, and the Gemara's answer is that if an 11-year-old gives birth, like Rav Safra says, she is a gedola. So. If the Gemara asks the kasha, and the Gemara's teretz is not a good teretz according to the Rambam, then the Gemara's kasha blocks. Now you're telling me the Rambam might have another answer to the Gemara's kasha, but the Gemara itself wasn't on there. The Gemara held that unless you make her a gedola, you have a kasha. So it's always fair to say, okay, the Rambam will have a different teretz to that kasha than the Gemara itself gave. I mean, that would be a problem. I mean, you're right. I mean, one could come up with a lot of answers other than that which the Gemara gave.
Can a person marry, you know, we're saying marrying the baby.
Yeah.
Do we have to wait 30 days to take her out of to the Hazaka or not of Enkayama?
Well, how young can you marry a baby? You can certainly marry a Bechuzi and Baskin, well, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I was saying over a month.
Can I marry somebody in the first the day that they're born?
Why not?
Because then that'll add time to it, and so that makes it a little bit more far-fetched. Well, she's got 9 months.
I don't think it's all happening in two months. You could be Makadish, Nathal means they're still alive, I don't mean after death. But you could Makadish and Nathal, because if they then live, Ibloim Milsal and Mafreya, they were a Ben Kayam. In other words, if the baby survives 30 days, it's not the child who becomes a Ben Kayam on day 31, it's with Mafreya, he was born with the capacity and the ability of living. So Lechari, you could be Makadish. I mean, Fakirin, the Gemara even discusses being Makadish and Uber. The only reason you can't be Makadish and Uber is a Shaila of Dabar Shlo Boli Olam. But theoretically, as soon as it's Biolam, it's Shaykh with a Kedushin to Rabbanan, or if there's no father, or Kedushin to Raisa, if there is a father. Just as a general, let me bring up Zaytigazar. In the third paragraph of Kedushin, there's a Machlaikas about a Muslim, Abai Barava, Kedushin She'ein Masurin Labia. I don't know if you came across this. Kedushin She'ein Masurin Labia. This means a Kedushin where it's not Shayach to have consummation, it's not Shayach to have intercourse. And according to one Mandi Omar, if it's Azar Kedushin, that's not Masurin Labia, it's not Shayach for it to be Kedushin at all. It's not Chal at all because every Kedushin has to have Bia. So you might be thinking here, thinking out loud, but I'll tell you in a moment why it's not Akasha. So how could I be Makadesh, a newborn baby, besides the general impropriety, but if we say you're not Roy Labia, a girl's not Roy Labia until Bas Sholosh, a Bazai, it's Kedushin, Shein, Masurin, Labia. Now you might say, well, it'll eventually be Roy Labia, that's one Mahalach, but the truth is, it's nothing to do with it, because Tysus asks a very simple Kasha. Tysus asks, if you're telling me Kedushin is only Kedushin if it's Masur and Labia, then how could Chai Ve'lav in Kedushin Tyson? If a Kayin is Makadish and Grusha, a Yisrael is Makadish and Mamzer. So we say if it's Chai Ve'krisis, then it's not Chai at all. If it's Chai Ve'lav, the Kedushin is Chai, even though for sure there's an issue there right in Abbi. So let every Chai Ve'lav be called Kedushin, Shein, Masur and Labia. So Tysus gives a very important insight. Kedushin, Shein, Masur, and Labia doesn't mean Kedushin where either it's forbidden to have intercourse or you physically cannot have intercourse. That could still be Masur and Labia. But it's only when the Kedushin itself causes the issue. Again, you have to remember the case. The case in the Gemara is the following. A person is Makadesh two sisters, Bavas Achas. Now, if he would be Makadesh them sequentially, then that would be simple. The first sister is his wife. The second sister is an erba of Achis Isha, but Lagabi, the first sister, is his wife. But when he's Makadesh simultaneously, our problem is the following. I can't be with Rachel because Leah is my wife. I can't be with Leah because Rachel is my wife. So the Maisa Kedushin is the thing that creates the Yisr Bia. So that's a Tarki Disasri. Kedushin, Jemasur, and Labia means you can't make a marriage where it's the marriage that creates the inability. Even before the marriage, the woman is a surah. I'm a Kohen, she's a Grusha, right? And the same thing by a Bechusimi Bas Gimel, or a baby. The reason why I can't be Bayal is not because of the Maisa Kedushin. It's she's less than the age of Bia. So Tysus is important to say that Kedushin Shein Masur and Labia is only if Al Yedei HaKedushin Bia is Asura. And Mimela, Chai Ve'lavin, is not because of the Jewish. Now the other says, Tysus's Teretz is actually not so Pashut, because I'll tell you why. A lot of the Chai Ve'lavin only apply if you're Makadish. For example, Grusha L'Kayin. The Rambam Paskins, if a Kayin is Bayal a Grusha without Kedushin, he does not get Malkus. Maybe he'll only get Malkus for Pinoya, because the Rambam's general Shita is Ponoyabola Pinoya gets Malkus. So it's difficult to understand based on Taisus, as you say, if since the woman is forbidden to me only because of my kiddushin, so Ebazai, why shouldn't that be kiddushin? Okay, that's a hard one, Taisus. In other words, you'd have to go through every chayvei lavin. Some chayvei lavin, like mamzer, is usher bedin. Other chayvei lavin are only usher if it's kiddush who bought. Okay, but be this a day, I'm just saying this as a digression, this is why if you're Makadesh a baby, even though she's not Roy Labia, it would not be Nichnas in Kedushin Shem Mesurim Labia. I have a little Maisalach here. The first time I heard the Musa of Kedushin Shem Mesurim Labia, I remember this very vividly. I grew up in West Highfield, and the show I grew up in didn't have a rough for many, many years. When I was 10 years old, they got a rub. So one of the people, when they decided to get a rub, one of the people who tried out for the position was Rav Bulman. So this was probably 1963. And he was all right. I don't know exactly. Maybe he was in Virginia then. He wasn't here in Far Rockaway. So I remember, I remember he was asked to give a Gemara Shir Shabbos afternoon. So he did the Sukhya of Kedusha, he did Sujay Masur and Labi. But I don't remember this Taisus from back. I don't remember it. But I remember Kedusha and Masur and Labi. The Fresh Hashem was a good poem master. He didn't get the job. I don't know if it's he didn't want the job or. But he went on to bigger and better things. All right. But you remember that. Okay. Okay, so Rav Zvid Omar, Ein Banim V'lo Simanim. And again, Rashi learns, the Rif doesn't say Befeirish, that that's going only like the Mandi Omar, Teich Zaman, Kilachar Zaman. And then the Rif brings the Gemara, if you're telling me, Banim alone don't make a woman a Gedayla. It's only the Cyrus that make a woman a Gedayla. So why are you naming on she's a Gedayla because she gave birth to a kid? Benifta. Let's check. If she has Cyrus, she's a Gedayla. If she doesn't have Cyrus, she's not a Gedayla. The answer is Chayshinan Shema Nashrim V'afilu Laman D'Yamar Ein Chayshishin Yishim Tzar Leila Chayshishin. There's a general issue when a girl is 12 years old and we don't find Cyrus, are we Chayshish L'Chumra that maybe they were there and they fell out? And that's what Machlokas generally, Chayshishin or Lo Chayshishin. But here, Rav Zvid Tainas, even like the Mandi Amar, Ein Chayshishin, but because of Tsar Leida, Chayshishin. Now, the word Chayshishin, again, Taisus talks about this, Mugiezer talks about this. Chayshishin raises a difficult problem. Because Chayshishin, just as a word, seems to say it's a suffix. In other words, what is Rav Zvid saying? An 11-year-old gives birth, or even a 12-year-old gives birth. I mean, depending on But let's say the way that our Gemara is going, an 11-year-old gives birth. Zuck drops a bit. Birth alone does not make a woman a Gedayla. But with birth, we assume there are simanim. So, Frank Gemara, what do you mean we assume? Let's see if there are simanim. The answer is, if there are, of course, then you don't need the birth. If there aren't, we're chayshishin shema nashra. Now, if chayshishin just means a suffix, it would turn out that she would only be a suffek Gedayla. Now, that would be maspik, by the way, to answer the Gemara's kasha. Even if Rav Zvid is simply saying she is a suffek Gedayla, she would not be allowed to be mimanas, because the Chachamim allowed me in. We could say only for a Badai Gedayla and not for a suffek Gedayla. But it would be very, very nogei alichin. So that's a simple question. An 11-year-old gives birth where by the cure there are not simanim. Or lahalacha, let's say, that I hold toch siman is kilachar siman, a 12-year-old gives birth and you don't have siman. Now, if you pass on the Rav Safra, she's a Gedayla because of that. But what would Rav Zvid say, legabe anshin, if she eats chalev, mechalel Shabbos, does she get misa, does she get malchus? See, if all you say is, Chayshishin mishum tsar leida, that would only be a suffek godless. It wouldn't be a vada godless. What if somebody's makadosh without her father, whatever it is?
would it be a kedusha? So this is again a machlokes rishonim that sometimes chayishin actually means it's a vada, meaning chayishin means we definitely assume that it's so lo shachiach for a woman to give birth until she has simanim that it has a din of a vada. Others learn it's chayishin misavik. Can I trouble you if you bring a Rambam to the Sheishas? One of the other Rambam passages. It says it's safer nushes. Sorry, trouble. Yeah, then that one shall do that. One shall butter, not 30, yeah. Yep, you're looking at it.
What's the gather of Shuma? The mole has Base. Hair.
A mole has hair.
But it doesn't fall off or change or anything. It's always there. We just don't know if it's a mole or not. So what we're looking at, we don't know if it's a mole or not.
Well, yes, you think a mole looks like a mole, but yeah, you're correct. That even though this is hair that seems to be conventionally growing, we attribute it to an excess of oil and acne of some type. They're different. It's not indicative of overall development. Of course, there's an interesting shiloh like this. There is an interesting shiloh which is not directly in the Gera Sugya. What if a girl has sa'aros, either within the 11th year or earlier, right? So for sure, she's not a gedola, and we possibly, even in the 11th year, she's not a gedola. What happens when she becomes 12 and doesn't bring any new simanim? Can you use the simanim that you called a shuma to then be mitztaref with her years and make her a gedola? Or do we say no? Since it was up kapaskin that this is a shuma, so it bichlal cannot be a simon of godless even when she reaches 12. And if she doesn't have any other simanim, she would still be a ketana. So that's a shaylah. Halacha we actually paskin. It's hard to understand together. Halacha, we actually paskin that the sirus that were not indicative of godless beforehand can become simani godless when she reaches the years. You say it's not a shuma, but you don't say lamar freya she was a gedola. You only say mikano lamra.
Just a question in general, because the whole idea of being gedola is the main aspect is the sirus, though, and you only just during the age as a way of reconciling that with having to check every person of age. You know? But what's the so you need both? We need
well, Allah, you gotta need both, because that's the right. Din of Shuma. Which right. Actually right. Means, you know, it actually means this. It's interesting. Why do you have to say Shuma? Why don't you just say, why don't you say this? The way Chazal describe it, if a girl has Cyrus before her 12th birthday, or like 1 month younger before her 11th birthday, it's a Shuma. She's not a Gedola. So you might ask this, why do you have to call it a shuma? Why don't you just say, you need two things? There's another way to say it. You need two things to be a gedola, to be an ira. You need saras, and you need years. Yes, these are good saras, but you don't have the years. So it's mashma from that, the fact that Chazal have to characterize it as shuma, that the real thing that makes a girl a gedola is the puberty. Elamai, if it happens before a certain age, I don't attribute it to puberty. But there's a bit of a contradiction here. See, that's the thing. Because, like this, Bishlama, if I learned you need two separate simanim, two inyanim, Cyrus and years, so then I can understand why the Cyrus alone are not good. And I understand why the years alone are not good. But I can also understand why the Cyrus that were earlier will become good when she becomes 12. Because the Cyrus are indicative of physical development, but you don't have the years. But if you learn the other way, that the chisaron of the Cyrus before she's 12 is because they're not indicative of the requisite physical development, you're going to have a kasha, a bazai, why is that going to be good when she's 12? So there seems to be, it's a good kasha, there seems to be a shtickle bit of a stira in how do you conceptually understand the din that you need shanim and sirus. Are these two separate things? Or is it the pshat, it's really the sirus that is the yikr, but sirus that are before the years, we neman is shuma. Right? There's a different ways of learning. And as I say, on one hand, Chazal used the Lashon of Shuma. On the other hand, it's also ungenommen that the Cyrus of earlier will be valid when she becomes a Gedaila, and that seems to be inconsistent with the idea of Shuma.
So can we use this and then say that Rav Zvid doesn't even need to hold like Tosman Kelach as well? Because Rav Zvid can say Banim is like Simanim. What's a Simanim? Puberty. And what's puberty? Puberty is the body is changing and there's organs releasing. So he's got. We said like if the hair is the real Ikka is the puberty.
Yeah.
And the hair is just a simon to that. So then banim is like simanim because it's an ikka to that. What's going on inside the body? Hey, there was an egg because look, there's a baby now. If there's an egg, there's pubis.
I understand. But you're explaining Rav Sakra. That's the problem. I mean, Rav Sakra, in other words, what you're saying is actually, I think, how Rashi understands it. Because Rashi says, banim, Rav Sakra says rather, banim harei hu kisiman. You don't need Cyrus. Now, what you just said is exactly a Hesper in Rav Sakra, and that's why Rashi learns it doesn't make a difference when she had the kid. In other words, even if Tosman killed Ifnei Hasman. But what you're saying is not Yitachin in Rav Zavid, because Rav Zavid has to ultimately connect it to Cyrus.
How does it work out from the Torah? How does it work out just from the Rashi? It's very clear that you need both of them equally. So it's really not.
Now it could be like this. It could be. See, if you learn there are two different signs. In other words, not that the Cyrus are not valid indicators unless they're shunning, but rather they're Cyrus and they're shunning. This might correspond to physical and mental development. That might be the idea that the Cyrus are beside the physical, and the shunning are beside the mental. That's if you learn these are two separate simanim that you have to have. But if you learn it's one simon, then really you're looking at the physical as. And again, I just want to remind you of the fact that this is true for a boy as well, and that's why the Paiskim say that although we can be Samech on a Chazakah, that once he has Shadim, he has Cyrus, but for a mitzvah d'Oraisa, you're not Samech on a Chazakah. And you get into a whole controversy, and then you have to go through every mitzvah. What is a d'Oraisa? What's a d'Rabbanan? This is a Shaila, for example, Parsha Socher. Kriya Satayra is normally a drabbanan. And first of all, it might be a cousin to the other Laminian Shiva anyway, but even if not, Kriya Satayra is drabbanan, so a cousin could be Maitzi at Sibur, but not a cousin, let's say a bar mitzvah boy that we don't know if he has Cyrus could be Maitzi, because on a drabbanan we're sent Mechan Chazaka, but the problem is Parsha Socher. Parsha Socher, if it's a Kriya Menatera. So you will actually find that if the boy, that they will not sometimes let the bar mitzvah boy lame Parshas Zohar, unless he's shaving or has a visible facial hair, because that's indicative of lower hair, because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Some are chaylik in that, because the emes is, it's not at all borer that our tzura of Parshas Zohar is d'oraisa. In other words, the Torah says you have to remember a malik, bepeh. But the Torah doesn't say it has to be b'kriya satayra, and it doesn't say it has to be with a minyan. I mean, Parshas Zohar, you could be makayim, but pashtus, the Chizrino says, if I take a chumash and I read the psukim, or even if I just say, I have to say b'peh, I can't just think it. I just say b'peh, I remember the evil of our mother. So there's not even a musach that you have to say. So it's not really that pashit that our Parshas Zohar is a direct. Certainly, having to do with the Shabbos before Purim, it's not a drabbanan. There was no Purim at the time of Matan Tevet. So the Zman of Parshas Zohar was not a drabbanan. In fact, there's a famous Pesach of the Chassam Sefer. It was Negea last year. It wasn't Negea this year, but it's too late to be Pesachim. The Chassam Sefer says like this: what is the marker that you have to be Zohar Amalek once a year? Why once a year? Torah says you have to remember a malik all the time. So the Chassam Sefer says it's based on the idea that ein hames mishtakech min olev al yid beis chodesh, that a memory remains vivid in your mind for up to a year. So mainly you got to do it within a year, because otherwise the memory of a malik fades. So Zak the Chassam Sefer, a very interesting chiddush, and that is the year before an Ibra year. Last year was an Ibra year. Yeah. Yeah, this would be the year before Nibri Yor. Yeah. There's actually going to be 13 months Yeah, it's not nogeya, it's not now, but it would be nogeya the year before Nibiru. Because let's say you read Parsha Socher in Adar, and then next year you're going to read it in Adar Sheni. So it's going to be 13 months. So the Chassam Sefer says you've allowed more than 12 months to go by. So Zuck the Chassam Sefer in Parshas Kisetze, which you read before Rosh Hashanah, in Elo, one should be Machaveh to be Yaitzeh, the mitzvah, the Eraisa of Parshas Zohar. So there shouldn't be Yud Beis Chaydesh that goes by. That would mean the Malkari should be told that to be Machaveh to be Mitzi people with Parshas Zohar. And the rest of this is a psak of Nichsam Sefer. But again, Mechaira seems to be much more machmer. I mean, even if you go with his cheshmen, I could be yaitzi with the shech, I say the sheish techiris, or just say the techiris. The gabi that I was yaitzi. Okay, let's want to find the Rambam here about this. The Rambam says, one second. This is Perek Beis Halacha Tes. The Rambam Vali Pasuk like Rav Sakhi, not like Rav Sakhi. The Rambam's lashon of Perek Tes is, Perek Beis Halacha Tes. Haba Sheyolda Achar Yud Beis Shana. Afal Pi Shelo Hivia Simanim Lo Tachtain Vayeliyai Harei Zu Gedayla Bonim Harei Hein Kisimanim. Now, the only chiddush of the Rambam is only after Yud Beis. Okay, that's fine. But the evidence is against. According to Rav Safra, there's no shayla. She's vade every time. The shayla we have is in Rav Zavid. If Rav Zavid says what makes your gedayla is the saros, except by shinan shema nashra, our question would be: is that a vada or is that a suffix? That's the question. Meaning, like Rav Zavid, you'd have a lot of shaylas. Would the woman be a bas einshin? Would she be mukudeshes misuffik? That you don't know for. And it's about the Safed, the Rif, it's very unusual. These are two different opinions. Rav Safed and Rav Zavid are Mamish, very, very different from the Yom Rim. The Rif is not Machria, what the Halacha is. Now, the only... So it must be. If the Rif doesn't tell you, if you pass on Rav Safed and Rav Zavid, it must be that the Rif held there is no nafgamina lahalacha. Because that would be the only reason. But l'chaira, there's a very big nafgamina lahalacha. According to Rav Safra, she's a gedayla b'cheres v'alai. According to Rav Zavid, she's only a gedayla b'safek shema nashra. Elamai, you have to be mechiach that the Rif must hold that cheshinan is b'cheres v'alai, not b'cheres safek. Mimela helped the Rif. There is no nafgamina between Rav Zavid and Rav Safra, so we don't have to be mochiach which way we pass going. But that's not a good teretz, because there's still a nafgamina. Because lahalacha, right? Lahalacha, we pass going. Cyrus, Tochzman, don't make you a gedola. But according to Rav Safra, the question becomes, if a girl gives birth at the age of 11, like Rav Zavid, she wouldn't be a gedola, right? But the answer is no. This is why the Rif goes like the Rambam, or the Rambam goes like the Rif. That even like Rav Safra, in other words, both man the Amrim are only going Tosman Kalachersman. So there are a lot. In other words, the point is they're lashed. They're the same. Meaning. If she gives birth during the 12th year, between 11 and 12, lahalacha, like both mandiyomim, she wouldn't be a gedola. If she gives birth between 11 and 12, she won't be a gedola. And if she gives birth after 12, she will be a gedola. It's only a suffix shema nashra. The Rif must learn that that's b'tayrus v'alai. So the Mela, we have a halacha that cheshinan is not milashin suffix. Again, I didn't see this, but just trying to say. I think it's a legitimate insight that if the Rif simply brings multiple mandiyamrim and does not tell you who the halacha is like, it could only be because l'may nafgamina, it's only a theoretical machlekes. Right? So mainly you could then be mochiach how we understood those mandiyim. Okay. Yeah.
Can I just ask on Tosfos? We said we saw briefly that Tosfos holds that it's love davka.
It's the Hebrew, yeah.
It's the Hebrew, which means Tosfos must learn. Yeah. Sorry. You must learn that in Chushin Mishum Tzar Leda, it says over here that that's also Tzar Ibu.
Yes, right? That's correct.
So on that, therefore, when the Nivdaik, if we're saying Ein Balim Belo Simanim, that means when she's pregnant, so the Nivdaik, I mean, you'd only think to check when after she becomes Chamoisa, because that's only after the Leda.
No. So Taisus says, you're right. Legabe Yibo, the point is this. The point basically is, there is a reason to be the Nifdaik, not because of Yibo, but the Nifdaik because of godless. Meaning, Taisus learned, as soon as a woman becomes pregnant, we should be Baidek to see if there are Simanim of Neres. You're right, to check Al Chamaisai, which makes sense, because no baby was born that was married. But there would be a Tachlis of Bedikas Nam Al Skadlis, and that was Taisus' Raya, that we should say the Nivdaik from the time of pregnancy, unless you say that it was not true because of
Eber. What I understand you're saying is that Tosfos says that anyway there's a belief that happens. So you didn't say the Nivdaik. We are checking anyway. The Nivdaik is like a kasha, like, so let's check.
Yeah, you're correct. It's a little bit of a tangent. You know, we should have checked.
Unless you can be Mekadesh Dovah Shalom Bala Olam.
That's just to confirm, are we saying that the Rif held that both positions of Rav Safra and Rav Zvi were in top Kilacha, he's not holding a super simanim?
Yeah.
And that's why he brought them all, because it's all academic.
That's true.
But shouldn't he not have brought the whole thing then?
Toshman, me?
The whole Suya, yeah, just skip it.
It's a horror that the Rif doesn't address as a Pesach, that the Rif doesn't address that the whole Shabbatari here is Shalom leaving others. That is a horror. On one hand, it's relevant Laulaha in terms of Banan Kisiman. On the other hand, it's only relevant for a 12-year-old and not for the actual case of the Gemara. But again, the Nechama we have is that this, the Rambam clearly says Lahalacha, it only applies from 12. And we know that the Rambam and the Rif always go lockstep, meaning the Rambam, in an overwhelming majority of cases, paskins like the Rif. Now it's interesting though, that the Rambam definitively paskins, Banim Kisimanim, the Rif brings both deis and is not Machriya. Let me just leave the... the next part we can do relatively quickly because really, for some reason, I don't know if the Rif did this or not, the Rif split the Mishnah, so this is really a hemshich of the Mishnah.
Is it possible that the original Mishnah was many Mishnahs?
It could be. The truth is, the division, it's not Borer exactly. We don't have the first edition Shas that Ravina and Ravashi were Masadar, so things about Mishnayos, breaks, Gemara. If you look at the Yerushalmi, for example, you see a totally different breakup. Sometimes in the Yerushalmi, it gives you a whole parrot of Mishnayos, and then a whole parrot of Gemara. Other times, it's broken up different ways. So we can't really say with the Yud that this was the way Chazal actually wrote it or broke it up. And here, for example, the Rif clearly splits it, although sometimes you see on the side the different manuscripts had it differently. Ketzad, so the Mishnah gives an example. Ketzad, Petrai, Sarasei, Haisa, Bita, Yoachas, Mekola, Raya, Sahila, Nesua, Liochiv. Right? An Arab is married to my brother-in-law, Isha, Cheres, Umeis. Right? This is the case of Arab and Sarva, Zerba. Kishem, Sheb, Bita, Petura. You can't be Miyabam, your daughter, Kach, Sarasa, Petura. That is the case of Tsoras. And what is the case of Tsoras Tsora? Holcha Tsoras Bitei. Right, there's another brother. The other brother could even have been Miyabim the Ba. It's not his daughter, it's his niece. But instead of being miyad in the bas, he marries the tsaras bitek, v'nisas liyachav hasheni, v'loi isha acheres emes, k'shem shetsaras bitek betura, kach tsaras tsarasa betura, afilo heimeh, no matter how many times this went on. So now the riff brings the maskan again. The Gemara itself, this is a big, big suya of essay dokalosasa, but the riff brings the maskana, binani mili, omrehuda markra, litzror, hatayra ripsa, tsores harbe, eitzel, erva, achas. Again, the riff is being said, I already told you that we actually start off with the gezeira shava. He already told you that. The gezeira shava is aleha, aleha. It says by achas isha, isha lachaisa lesikach, litzror, begalas ala, Yavama is Yavama Olah, so Ma Yavama Yavu Olah is B'makai Mitzvah. So Isha L'chaisu L'sikach Olah is B'makai Mitzvah, and the Torah says Litzror, that there's an Isra of Tzora, so that's a Tzora's Erva B'makai Mitzvah, and Litzror is the two ratios, it's a plural, Litzror is Tzora's Harbe. Now Rav Ashi Amar, Tzora, Tzorasa, Light Sricha Kra. Svaru. Tsara, my time on Asira. Dibimakaim Erva Kaima. Tsara, Sarasanam, Dibimakaim Tsara Kaima. So, Ravashi, this is the Chayra Rabbi from Kivayas Kasha. The Chayra, Ravashi is good for saying Rabbi Kivayas Kasha. Ravashi is saying, Yuvada need a pasuk. That a tsara serva is usher. Otherwise, mehechi tasting. Why would a tsara serva be usher? But, Zakh Ravashi, once you know that a tsara serva is usher, you don't need a gezeira sakasu for the tsara of the tsara. Because, the same way the Torah says that if you have an erva that's matkia zika, it ushers the tsara. So the tsara now becomes a woman that is mufka mizika. So that'll be mufki and the zika for the tsara. Now, if you remember, maybe we should see if I have Rebbe Kiveger. We're looking at the Chayra. Rebbe Kiveger asked the kasha on the drasha, which is the Chayra seems to be Mamash Ravashi's form. Rebbe Kiveger asked the kasha, once a woman is a tsara serva, there's an Isser of Eishesach Shalai B'makai Mitzvah. Eishesach Shalai B'makai Mitzvah is in itself an error. So the Chayra, Frank Rabbi Kiva Eger, every Tsaras Erva that marries my brother is an Erva of Eishesach Shalai B'makai Mitzvah.
I did.
So Rabbi Kiveger says, Eivazai, every tsaras tsara is a tsaras erba. So once you know tsaras erba is Durim and Achalitza, tsaras erba. Now, Chayra, is that what Ravashi is saying? Ravashi doesn't mention, Ravashi does not mention B'diyuk, Eishasach Shalem Amachim Mitzvah. Ravashi mentions a Lushin that just like tsara is B'machim erba, so tsaras tsara is B'machim tsara. But it wouldn't be far-fetched that that's gufa what Ravashi means, that the tsara gets the shame erva, and the mela the tsara starts. Now, Lagavi Rebbe Kiveger's kasha, just as a kasha, we tried to give a yisha for it. That is, that it could be that there's a chiluk between an erva that is the siba, why you're not miyabim, versus the erva that is a consequence of your not being miyabim for another reason. And that is the following. Take a bas. When it's bitai, bitai is the reason I can't be miyabim, because the mitzvah of yibim is not docha that lo sasa. So that's an erva that's mafkia zika. So an erva that's mafkia zika, asr is tsara. Now, the tsara's erva does have an issue of Eishasach. But it's not the Eishasach that's Mavkiyazika, Haraya. If there wouldn't have been an Erva, the Tsar still would have been an Eishes Ach, but that would be Mutter. So it's not an Eishes Ach that's Mavkiya Zika, it's an Eishes Ach that comes because the Zika was Mufka. So it could very well be that any Erva that is a consequence, a result of Hafka, but it is not the Sibas Hafka, doesn't matter. That was an attempt to, for Emperor Rebbe Givir's Kasha. As I say, any teretz of Rebbe Givir's Kasha is always a Kasha, because if he didn't say it, then
he's only asking for the Rebbe also. I mean, he's not.
Which Rebbe?
In other words, not to the Ravashi, but instead of here.
No, I understand. The question is, Ravashi, in other words, is Ravashi just saying Rebbe Givir? Is that what he's saying? They have the Oz Mahadra, they have to give you the Perish Mishnayis with. Rebbe Givir, is he just asking? What is the Svara of the Chalkim on Ravashi? I mean, Ravashi is saying Rebbe Kivager's Svara. Let's see, bring it 1 second. You can look it up also, just look up the Rebbe Kivager and see how he asks the Kasha. I don't see any Haisaka in this Kasha over the Svara of Ravashi. Now maybe that's the Kasha. The Kasha simply is that Mechara is such a Svara Mukhrachas. But putting aside Rebbe Kivager's Kasha, this could goofa be the Machlokas in the Svara. It's meaning to say, do I say, once it's an Erva, Memela's going to ask her, or do I say it has to be an Erva HaMavkiya? Like this was the shayla by an islandist. Right? We actually paskin that a tsaras islandist is muteras, even if it's loy hikirba, and it was not a condition to tais. Tsaras islandist is muteras even in yiva. Now l'chayra the kash is the same kash. How can I paskin that tsaras islandist is muteras? An islandist is patur from yiva and chalitza because of asher tele prat the islandist. A bazai she becomes an eishes ach. Shalom b'makom mitzvah. So an eishes ach shalom b'makom mitzvah should be an erva that answers the tzara. So again, our teretz was in the Gemara itself that it is not the erva of eishes ach that's mavkiyah. It's a zayta k'chisaron of idleness, and the erva of eishes ach is a consequence. It is a taitzah. It's not a siba. So when it's a taitzah, not a siba, it doesn't answer the tzara, and that would be exactly why a tsaras erba is not an erba. It would be the same, in other words, it's the same mahala. The question is, if Ravashi doesn't hold that svara, so this is the hara, why would a tsaras erba be more chamor than an eyeless? In other words, the chayr is the same type of situation, that let it be an eyeless, etc. I'm trying to look at the Kashi. How does he ask the Kashi? Because Lechara, that's a question for Vashi's spot. Okay. Maybe we'll start. So tomorrow is Wednesday, so we have a different schedule. What did we do? We did 12:15, and it's going to...
Here.
Here, right. 12:15, right.